shakers for
salt shakers and pepper shakers.
Yes, ma'am. Mercedes, I had a bowl of apples and oranges, and I offered it to you. You might say, well, I don't think I care for an orange, but an apple.
I'll take an apple.
Okay.
I'll have an apple.
All right. Or you might say, well, why don't you an apple?
Why don't you eat an apple?
Or if you wanted one, you'd say, why don't you me an apple?
Why don't you give me an apple?
Yes, ma'am. And this expression, if you were pointing out some boys who had done something, maybe broken a window, you might say, well, now, it wasn't these boys here, it was
those over there.
Yes, ma'am. Or if you're pointing out something to me, you might say, well, it's not nearby, it's right
over there, it's further away over there.
Yes, ma'am. Or if you're showing me how to do something and I'm making a mess of it, you might say, well, no, don't do it that way, do it
this way.
Yeah. What would you say the opposite of rich is? That would be
poor.
And this expression might say something like, well, now, if a man has a lot of money, he doesn't have to worry about too much, but life's hard on a man.
He doesn't have to worry about he doesn't have to worry about where his next meal's coming from or something like that. But life's hard on anybody that's poor.
Right. Or say this expression, I might say, well, now, when I was a boy, my father was poor, but next door was a boy
that had plenty.
Okay. What about if you had a lot of pecan trees all together, you would call that
a grove, an orchard?
Would that be the same thing? A grove and an orchard?
Well, a pine grove, a pecan grove, or a pecan orchard. I guess you'd call them, yeah, it'd be the same thing.
Okay.
Be the same.
And this expression, if somebody asked me if I owned that orchard you was looking at, I might say, well, no, that's not mine, but next door, the man who lives there, that's the man.
My next door neighbor.
Do you remember what kind of tree it was that Washington was supposed to have cut down?
Oh, yes, a cherry tree.
What about that hard inside part of the cherry?
It's a pit.
What about?
I don't know why they call some of it, call that a pit, and some of the rest of it they call a seed. You know, because it's not. Well, I don't know. Maybe the same thing.
Well, what about a peach? What would you call that inside part?
Call that the kernel.
The kernel? Okay. Do you have a name for the type of peach that, you know, the meat's pretty tight against the kernel?
That's freestone, isn't it?
Well, I think the one that the seed falls out of pretty
is freestone. Well, I can't think of it now, but it is a different, you call it something different.
You ever heard of pressed peach or cling peach? Or
yes.
Which one of those?
Press, mostly, I believe, is the term they used around here.
And that part of an apple that you throw away, you call that one?
The core.
Have you ever heard of people slicing up either apples or peaches?